HRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is celebrating a legislative victory that helps to secure the MAGA agenda.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right?
Mr. Trump tells an Iowa rally the bill includes the largest tax cut in American history, along with the largest spending cut in American history. He adds there is more funding for border security. The president has big plans for a bill signing ceremony later today.
The president's massive tax breaks and spending cuts legislation is awaiting his signature, and he's planning a military flyover at the White House. He announced that this afternoon's Independence Day flyovers will include B-2 bombers and will occur as he signs his signature domestic policy bill. The president said F-22s and F-35s will also be featured in the White House celebration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A lot of Americans have gone traveling this weekend.
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the July 4th holiday. Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz.
More than 72 million Americans are traveling domestically over this July 4th period. And this travel window began last weekend.
That's a record 61.5 million by vehicle, with gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. Russia continues ramping up attacks on Ukraine, firing more than 550 missiles and drones overnight, said to be the largest wartime assault on Ukraine so far. At least 23 people injured. Multiple residential buildings in the capital suffered damage. Los Angeles firefighters say a huge stockpile of fireworks triggered an earth-shattering explosion, set several houses on fire last night in one Los Angeles neighborhood. SRN News. Evangelicals and feminists are cheering the Supreme Court.
Those two groups don't agree on much, but one thing they do agree on is that men have no place in women's sports. And so they are praising the justices for agreeing to consider the constitutionality of state laws that bar males from playing on female sports teams. The decision is likely to be rendered a year from now, and it may prove to be a watershed ruling in the ongoing battle over transgenderism in the United States and how it affects children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled 4-3 that the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions have replaced it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it and was never repealed. This is SRN News. A much-needed helping hand for the families of a pair of Idaho firefighters murdered while responding to a call.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested in California. The feds say he will be deported to Mexico, where he'll face various organized crime charges. Feds say he allegedly overstayed a U.S. tourist visa and also lied on a green card application. More details at SRNNews.com.